愿大家平安。
And may peace be with everyone.
我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalms chapter 90.
第一节。
Verse 1.
从这个小字念哈。
From the eternity of God, man's frailty of prayer, Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
好，第二节。
Verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, wherever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
这个是摩西的祷告。
This is the prayer of Moses.
前面特别说他是神人。
Here specifically states, he is the man of God.
灵性非常的高。
He is a man of high spirituality.
他曾经跟神面对面讲话。
He once spoke to God face to face.
其实以世界的标准，他是受最好的教育。
In the standards of this world today, he had received the highest education possible.
以世界的标准，他说话行事都很有能力。
According to the worldly standards, he was powerful in speech and deeds.
而且他住过王宫四十年。
And he was a royal personage in the palace.
但是他活着一辈子，他结论，人生最有福气的就是以神为主。
Yet having such an illustrious life, he had a conclusion here that the most important thing is to have the everlasting God.
就是神是我的主人，他是我的主宰。
That he is my everlasting God, and he is my God.
然后我要世世代代的做我，他要神要世世代代做我的居所。
And he will be a dwelling place in all generations to me.
是希望永远跟神在一起。
His desire is to dwell with God for eternity.
那这一位神就是第二节所说的创造天地万物的神。
And this God is the God who is the creator of heavens and earth, according to verse 2.
那如果我们生在旧约，
If we have been born in the Old Testament times,
这句话对我们没有关系。
This statement would have nothing to do with us.
因为我们是外邦人。
Because we would have been Gentiles.
在神的应许之外是局外人，没有份。
We would have been outsiders to the covenant or the blessings of God.
但是以赛亚书有预言，救世主要来，他要做外邦人的光。
But in the book of Isaiah, it prophesied that one day when the Lord God comes, he shall be a light upon the Gentiles.
那个就是主耶稣来到世界。
And that is when Lord Jesus has come into the world.
那主耶稣来到世界，他也是王。
When Lord Jesus came into this world, he is indeed a king.
他也是主。
He is also Lord.
但是不是地上王国的王。
But he was not a king on this earth.
所以主耶稣说，我的国如果在地上，我的门徒就要征战。
And that is why Lord Jesus said, if my kingdom were of this world, then my disciples would be fighting for it.
但是他被抓的时候，他叫门徒要收刀入鞘。
But when he was arrested, he told his disciples to put the sword away in a sheath.
然后比拉多问他说，你是王吗？
And when Pilate interrogated him and asked him if you are the king,
他没有否认，他说你说我是王。
Lord Jesus did not deny it, but he said, you have in fact said I am king.
所以主耶稣是一个在地上一个属灵的王。
And so Lord Jesus is in fact the spiritual king on this earth.
那在马太福音我们这个礼拜读经里面，主耶稣要进耶路撒冷。
In Matthew, of our weekly Bible reading this week, we understand he is entering into Jerusalem.
那我们先来看马太的二十一章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24.
马太二十一章。
Matthew 21.
的第一节。
Verse 1.
第四节。
To verse 4. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying,
第五节。
Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.
这里说主耶稣要骑着驴驹来进入耶路撒冷。
Here it states that Lord Jesus will come riding on a lowly donkey.
第四节说这要应验先知的话。
Verse 4 says, so that it may be fulfilled, the word spoken by the prophet.
所以在很久以前，神已经感动先知，把主耶稣一生会发生，他会做什么事，全部都写出来。
So hundreds of years ago, even before Lord Jesus came into this world, he had used prophets to prophesy the entire life events of Lord Jesus Christ.
好像那个演戏的剧本已经先演好，已经写好了。
It is as if the script of a person's life had already been written.
那时间一到，就开始上演，主耶稣就降生，这样一部戏一场一场这样演出来。
And at a point of time,Every chapter, every script was put into play.
那到在圣经里面主耶稣要死以前的前一周叫做受难周。
The week before Lord Jesus was about to be crucified was called Passion Week.
主耶稣活33年。
When Lord Jesus lived in this world for 33 years.
33年里面最精彩的一部分是最后一个礼拜。
The most exciting events of his life was the very last week of his life.
每一天呢都活得非常的精彩。
And every day of that last week was filled with highlights and triumphant moments.
我们大家都很希望活得很长寿。
We all wish that we will have a long life.
但是如果我们看主耶稣一生。
But after we survey the life of Jesus Christ,
最重要的不是长寿。
We find that it is not important to live a long life.
最重要是它的内容。
It is more important to have a meaningful life.
我们是不是每天活得很有意义，活得很精彩？
Have we lived our life to the fullest, to the fullness of meaning?
如果跟主耶稣一样精彩，33年也没有遗憾。
If every day of our lives could be as meaningful as the life of Jesus, then it would not matter if we live only a short duration.
那约翰福音从13章一直描写到21章，都是在描写主耶稣最后一个礼拜。
And in the book of John, from chapter 13 to 21, it also describes the last week of Jesus, the Passion Week.
所以那一个礼拜比例相当的高，因为那个礼拜非常重要。
And the proportion spent on the last week describing what Lord Jesus did in that week was very high.
那这个地方说主耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
And here it states that Lord Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
那耶路撒冷是圣殿的所在。
And Jerusalem is the gate of the sacred temple.
那圣殿要做什么？
And what is the holy temple for?
就是要拜天上的那一位神。
It is used to worship that heavenly God.
要拜天上的那一位王。
And to worship that king that rules from heaven above.
那一位王其实已经道成肉身。
And actually that king has already become flesh manifested.
所以这一位王在灵里面是王的，他要进到耶路撒冷。
And so this king is the heavenly king, and he shall come into Jerusalem.
但是很多人看不出来。
But many people were unable to recognize Lord Jesus as the king that he is.
所以我们在这里就看到两种人。
And so here we see there are two types of people.
有一种人他就是对主耶稣不认识。
One type of people did not recognize who Lord Jesus really was.
但是我们竟然没有办法想象这个对主耶稣不认识的人是旧约圣经很熟的文士跟法利赛人还有祭司长。
It is out of our expectation that those people who actually did not know God were those people who were the most qualified rabbis and teachers of the law who knew how to memorize even the scriptures.
但是一些在旧约不是很熟悉的人反而他在颂赞主耶稣。
But on the other hand, those people who were unfamiliar with the scriptures were the ones who were actually praising and honoring Lord Jesus.
我们先来看二十一章。
Let's look at Matthew 21.
马太福音二十一章。
Matthew 21.
从第六节一直到第九节。
From verse 6 to verse 9. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Verse 7, they brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set them on them. Verse 8, and a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Verse 9, then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
好，这个地方啊，啊，好多人哈、啊，前行后随。第九节，啊，大声喊啊，啊，何善那归于大卫的子孙。
Verse 9 says, there are many multitudes who went before and after, crying out, saying, Hosanna to the son of David.
好，那十一节。
Verse 11.
众人说，这是加利利拿撒勒人的先知耶稣。
Verse 11 says, the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee.
哦，拿撒勒他长大的地方。
Nazareth was the city where Lord Jesus grew up in.
拿撒勒是一个算不了什么地方。
Nazareth was a very small, insignificant city.
所以拿撒勒能够出什么好东西呢？
And so what good can come out of the city of Nazareth?
但是神的作为啊，在拿撒勒长大的耶稣，他是奉主名来的。
Yet the way that God works is miraculous and wondrous. He used an insignificant city to bear Lord Jesus, who will be king.
然后是他是旧约预言那个大卫的子孙，就是救世主。
And he is that great Savior that was prophesied in the Old Testament to save all his people from sin.
然后第九节说他是高高在上的和善啊。
And verse 9 describes that he is that who is Hosanna in the highest.
哦，高高在上，但是大家看不出来。
And though he is of the highest ranking order, yet no one could really recognize him for what he is.
因为如果看他的动作看不出来。
Because they could not recognize his status from his actions.
哦，圣经里面说他没有外貌。
The Bible says he had no appearance that we should desire him.
就是外在的条件。
There is nothing from his appearance that we should know beauty in him.
所以人看起来看不出来。
And so people could not recognize who he really was.
然后他进耶路撒冷的时候。
And when he entered into Jerusalem.
他骑着驴驹。
He was riding on a lowly donkey.
所以在第五节。
And verse 5 it states.
看啊，你的王来到这里，又温柔又骑着驴驹。
Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey.
王应该是骑着马。
We know that a king should be riding with full glory on a horse.
跑得很快，很高壮，这样很荣耀。
Galloping high and mighty among the people.
但是那是地上的王。
But that is the earthly king.
但是这个属灵的王，他是骑着驴驹。
But the king from heaven rides on a lowly donkey.
所以他前面特别讲一句话，他说又温柔。
So,
你的王他来到这里是非常的温柔。
Here states that he is very gentle and lowly.
他是谦卑的。
He is very humble.
这是一个属灵的王，一个非常重要的特质。
This is a very important characteristic of the heavenly king.
所以主耶稣说，我的心柔和谦卑。
And that is why Lord Jesus said, learn from me, for I'm lowly and gentle in heart.
其实他是王。
But actually, he is a king.
但是他在地上非常的谦卑。
Yet he abased himself to the lowest point.
他是高高在上的。
Though he was from the utmost highest order.
他的地位是在上的。
And his status is from the highest place above in heaven.
但是他跟人在一起好像是仆人。
But when he came in appearance of man, he became the lowliest of servants.
这是他的谦卑。
And this shows his humility.
因为他来是要服侍人。
Because he came to serve, not to be served.
那他的权柄是在上的。
And his authority comes from above.
因为他是主，一切都在他控制之下。
Because he is Lord and Master, everything is under his sovereignty.
所以在二十一章的第二节。
And so in chapter 21, verse 2 states, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you'll find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me.
第三节。
Verse 3, And if anyone says anything to you, you should say, The Lord has need of them. Immediately he will send them.
你看这里哈，说要去牵驴驹。那如果有人问你，哎，你要在做什么？
If anyone questions them, if they were to get the donkey, what you're doing?
因为这驴驹也不是你的，你怎么要牵走呢？
How can you take this donkey that does not even belong to you?
那你就说主要用它，那人必立时让你牵来。
And Lord Jesus said to tell them that the Lord has need of them, and immediately the owner will release the donkey to you.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为神有主权。
Because the Lord God has authority.
神要用，神就会感动他，他就会让你签来。
If God wants to use something, He can move that person, and you can use that thing.
哦，所以啊，主耶稣有主权呐。
And so God has, Lord Jesus has sovereignty.
哦，他要纳税，没有钱。
And though he didn't have money to pay the tax collector,
他就去叫这门徒说，你去钓鱼。
And he told his disciple to go and fish.
把鱼钓开来，嘴巴打开来，里面就有一个钱。
And when a fish was out of the water, they found money within his mouth.
他怎么知道鱼里面有一条鱼会有一个钱在里面？
How did Lord Jesus know that there will be money in the mouth of a fish?
那即使有一个鱼，它里面有一个钱，这么多鱼，它怎么有把握说钓上来那一条就是？
And even if there was money in the belly of a fish, then how could anyone know that the fish that he fished was in fact the one that would have the money?
结论就是他有主权。
And so the conclusion is that Lord Jesus also has sovereignty.
他要让那一条鱼上钩，他就上钩。
If he wants this fish to be caught, the fish will be caught.
所以这个王是非常有权柄。
And so this king is full power and authority.
如果我们看十八节，
If we look at verse 18,
有一棵他看见一棵无花果树没有结果子。
One day when Lord Jesus passed by a fig tree, he saw the fig tree had nothing on it.
那他对树说，你永远不结果子。
And then Lord Jesus rebuked and said, No, let no fruit grow on you ever again. And immediately the fig tree withered away. Why? Because he had sovereignty over this fig tree. Because life is in his palms. So he can control life as he pleases. And so when he said to the fig tree, you shall never grow fruit again, the fig tree withered.
那我们再看14节。
Let's look at verse 14. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them.
这里说瞎眼瘸子到耶稣的跟前，那他就治好他们。
They said both the blind and lame came to him, and he healed them.
为什么他能治好他们？
How did Lord Jesus have the ability to heal these?
因为主耶稣有主权。
Because Lord Jesus has power and authority.
所以他说好就好。
And so if he says you are well, you shall be well.
他对风海讲平静，他就平静。
And he can calm the waves and the winds simply by his word.
所以这一位主确实是高高在上的和善啊。
And so truly this Lord and Savior is someone that is Hosanna from above.
就是今天我们在这里所拜的神。
And it is the same God that we worship here today.
他就是高高在上的。
He is from the highest heavens above.
那这么多人在称颂他。
And so many are praising his name.
如果我们看15节。
And if we look at verse 15. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant.
这个地方小孩子看到主耶稣也在讲何善那归于大卫的子孙。
Here it states that even the children were crying out in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David.
为什么？
Why did they do that?
因为连这一批小孩子也是在主耶稣的主权之下。
Because even the children were under the sovereignty of God.
所以神感动他，他虽然圣经他也不懂，他也不认这个人，他就一直开始赞美和善啊。
And even though the children did not know who he was, yet when the Spirit of God moved them, they too will cry out and glorify Lord Jesus Christ.
那第八节，众多人把衣服脱在路上，砍下柱子铺在路上，前淋后垂，呼喊何善啊！谁叫他这样做？
And in verse 8 describes great multitudes spreading their clothes in the road, cutting branches from the trees, spreading them on the road. Who moved them to do all these things?
是谁把他聚集在一起？
Who are the ones that gather all these people together?
神的主权在他们身上。
We see the sovereignty of God applied on this crowd as well.
所以神一感动他们，他们自然就这样做了。
And with the authority of God touching them, all these people compelled to sing praises to God.
所以我们说，有时候我们发现来教会都是自愿的，有谁勉强谁来教会。
We know that in a church, everyone comes here on their own volition.
但是如果神在感动我们
，and no one compels them. But however, when God moves us, compels us,
那我们就发现，在来敬拜神的人越来越多。
We find that more and more people will automatically come to draw closer to God.
因为神的灵在运行，在感动他。
Because the Spirit of God is with us and moving us.
所以这个信仰的一种向对神的向心力啊，就是要祷告，祷告到神的灵运行。
And so if we want to have people draw closer to God, we need to continue to pray for God to revive their hearts, to draw closer to Him.
那你就发现，来亲近神的人越来越多。
Then you will see that many people be compelled to come closer to church.
因为神感动人的心。
Because God has moved their hearts.
他是高高在上的何塞纳。
Because He is truly the high Hosanna from above.
是我们所拜的神。
He is the God whom we worship.
好，那我们现在看主耶稣进入耶路撒冷之后，他第一件做什么事
？Let's look at what is the first thing that Lord Jesus did when he entered into Jerusalem.
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of money changers and the seat of those who sold doves.
这个地方说他第一个就进到圣殿里面。
The first thing that Lord Jesus did was to go into the temple of God.
圣经里面说他为神的殿心里着急，如同火在烧。
The Bible says that Lord Jesus was burning for the temple of God and zealous, like his heart was on fire.
这是他第一次洁净圣殿。
This was the very first time the Lord Jesus cleansed the temple.
那这里记载是第二次洁净圣殿。
And this is the second time recording here that Jesus cleansed the temple.
所以主耶稣成为人，他的心啊是跟神连在一起的。
And so when Lord Jesus became flesh, his heart was still connected to God.
自然他就关心神的殿。
And so very naturally he cared about the temple of God.
所以来到耶路撒冷，第一个就是进入圣殿。
And so when Lord Jesus arrived in Jerusalem, the first thing he did was to enter the temple of God.
真的，我们看到很多很热心拜神的人哦，不论到哪个地方，第一件事情就是找教会。
We see many zealous Christians of our church. No matter which city they go to, they look for the True Jesus Church right away to worship.
有一次我在智利飞机场下飞机。
One time when I flew to Chile, and I came out of that plane.
看到一对夫妻啊，很面熟。
I saw this couple that was very familiar to me.
他一直看我，我也一直看他。
They kept looking at me, and I kept looking at them.
那到最后，他就叫我的名字。
And finally, they called my name.
然后我才发现是在英国一对夫妻。
Then I realized that they were a couple from England.
那他们去智利玩。
And they had gone on vacation in Chile.
那在机场遇到以后，他第一件事情就是问说教会在哪里。
And after we met together accidentally, the first thing they asked me was, "Where is the church in Chile?"
那一天晚上他就来教会。
And that very night, they came to church to worship.
他们是自己坐地铁，自己摸索到教会里面来。
And they came on their own. They had to figure out the subway system and the rails in order to come to church.
能够到处去看看神创造的杰作，这是恩典，这是好事。
It is good and the blessing of God to be able to travel the world and see the sights that God had created.
因为神的荣耀就彰显在他的创造里面。
Because God's glory has been manifested in His creation.
但是当人的心跟神连在一起。
However, even better is when our hearts are connected to God.
无论走到哪里，我们都会想神的教会在哪里。
No matter where we go, we would never forget to draw closer to the temple of God.
所以主耶稣到了耶路撒冷，第一个就进到圣殿。
And so the first thing that Lord Jesus did was to go enter into the temple of God.
但是他所看到的。
But what did he see?
跟十三节不一样。
It was different from what has been written in verse 13.
十三节说，我的殿要称为在其他圣经说万国祷告的殿。
Verse 13 says, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations."
但是他现在看到的在殿里面在做买卖。
But here it states that they have been making it into a den of thieves, where they are exchanging money and selling things.
那如果神真的活在他里面
，And today, if God is truly living within Lord Jesus.
看到圣殿没有人在祷告，是一大堆人在做买卖，这是很难过的事情。
And if Lord Jesus saw that in his house, people were not praying, but they were only buying and selling, this will be very sorrowful to him.
我们看为什么神的殿要成为祷告的殿。
Let's look at why the temple of God, house of God, should be called the house of prayer for all nations.
以赛亚书五十六章。
In Isaiah 56.
以赛亚书五十六章。
Isaiah 56.
第七节。
Verse 7.
从 OK 第七节到第八节。
Verse 7 to 8, even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations. Verse 8, the Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel says, yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him.
这个地方说第八节啊，我要把以色列百姓被赶散都召回来。
Lord, verse 8, Lord God promises to gather the outcasts of Israel.
然后他们都要来到神的殿。
They all shall come to the house of God.
在神的圣山，在这里殿中喜乐。
And to be joyful on my holy mountain.
他们的燔祭、平安祭，在我坛上必蒙悦纳。
Their burnt offerings and peace offerings shall be accepted on my altar.
那接下去说，我的殿必成为万国祷告的殿。
For my house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations.
那到新约时代，这个燔祭啊，平安祭是什么？
What do these burnt offerings and peace offerings represent in the New Testament?
希伯来书说，这就是灵祭。
Hebrews says this is a spiritual sacrifice.
对神的感谢跟赞美。
This is, represents the praises and thanksgiving given and offered to God.
还有我们的善行。
And also our kind deeds.
都是灵祭。
And these are all spiritual sacrifices to God.
所以我们到教会来做什么？
And so what do we do when we come to church?
非常重要，这个教会是挂着神的名的地方。
It is very important to recognize this church bears the name of Jesus Christ.
我们看耶利米书第七章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 7.
耶利米书第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
十一节。
Verse 11.Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, said the Lord.
这个地方说，这称为我名下的殿。你们可以看成是结窝呢？然后我再看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. And then came and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered to do all these abominations.
特别是真耶稣教会。
Especially in a church, a true Jesus church.
你在外面就看到耶稣的名字。
We see the name of Lord Jesus bearing on our sign.
那耶稣就是神的名。
And Lord Jesus is the name of God in heaven.
就是高高在上那个和善那、那个主耶稣的名。
He is the highest presence, Hosanna above.
所以来到教会第一件事情是做吗？
And so what is the first thing we must do when we come to church?
献灵祭。
Is to offer a spiritual sacrifice.
那灵祭就是对神的感谢、赞美、颂赞。
And spiritual sacrifice is the thanksgiving, the praises, and the good deeds that we offer to God.
那当每一个信徒来到教会，都懂得向神献上感谢、赞美。
When every one of us know as members to come to the temple not empty-handed, but bring something to offer to God.
那我们就知道这个教会里面就是大家。敬拜神越来越虔诚。
Then we find that everyone becomes more devoted and reverent in the worship and genuine to her heart of God.
因为他来教会真的是在拜神。
Because they truly come here with a sincere purpose to worship God in truth and spirit.
那现在有一些人他到神的殿里面来是做买卖。
However, there are those who come to church for a different purpose, which is to buy and sell.
所以主耶稣就把他赶出去了。
But these people, Lord Jesus cast them out.
我说，我神的殿不可以成为贼窝。
That the house of God should not be called the den of thieves.
那做买卖做什么？
And what are they doing to sell and buy?
就是得利。
It is to obtain benefit.
那这个得利跟来拜神，让神得到荣耀，得到喜悦，这是不相关的。
And obtaining benefit in the temple of God versus giving praise and glory to God is in conflict.
好，我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
啊，提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.Useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourself.
这里说以敬虔为得利的名路门路
says that these people use godliness as a means for gain.
哦，敬虔就是跟神有关的。
Godliness means to have something to do with God.
哦，但是他最后目的是要得利。
But their ultimate goal is to have some sort of gain.
那如果我们看前后的圣经节，发现这个利它讲的是相关的，双关的。
At the verses before and after this verse, we see that this is related.
啊，第七节说，我们没有带什么到世上，也不能带什么去。
Verse 7 says, "We brought nothing to the world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out."
啊，第九节就接着讲发财。
And verse 9 says that desiring to get rich.
那这个敬虔做得利的门路，就是说不要把信仰跟得到世界上的物质钱财的利益连在一起啊。
And so that means we should not link godliness as a means of gaining more riches and wealth on this earth.
啊，所以我们在教会有很好的传统，就是在教会里面不做生意。
And that is why in our church today we do not do business.
也不在教会里面建立生意的这个门脉人脉。
And therefore, we also do not build business relationships or networking in the church.
所以很单纯。
And we keep all relationships very simple.
但是如果我们再回来看这个提摩太前书第六章。
And if we turn back to study 1 Timothy chapter 6.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness.
所以这个第三节在讲传异教。
So verse 3 says that when we teach any other doctrine that is a heresy,
那为什么要传异教?
Why would someone want to preach something other than has been preached?
到最后就是要建立自己的品牌。
Because they want to build their own brand.
啊，建立自己的威望。
They want to build their own sphere of influence.
建立自己的影响力。
They want to build their own reputation or fame.
这个也是利啊。
And all this are means of gain.
只是这个利不是钱啊。
And though this such gain is not monetary.
那这个不是拜神的目的。
But it is also a form of benefit, which is not a true motive in worshiping God.
我们来教会拜神，就是纯纯粹粹荣耀神、爱神、爱人，就这样而已。
When we come to worship God in a church, it is purely for the purpose of honoring God and loving others.
不是自己想要得到什么。
We come here with no intention of any sort of gain.
或让别人来肯定我们什么。
Or to garner any sort of recognition or respect from other people.
所以主耶稣在这里把这些做买卖卖牛羊鸽子称作这是贼窝全部都赶出去洁净圣殿
That is why Lord Jesus cast out every single person who made this temple into a den of thieves from gaining all these benefits
所以我们现在来教会要动机非常纯
And so when we come to this holy church we must inspect our inner motive
这是神立名的地方
This is a house that bears the name of Christ
我来做什么
What am I doing here?
来献祭
I come here to offer my sacrifice.
来爱神爱人，就这样而已。
To love God and to love others.
那我们就可以。
As simple as that.
我们就可以蒙福。
Then we can receive the blessing from God.
一生神的恩典不离开我们。
And then the grace of God shall never depart from our house.
唱诗。
Sing him.
十八首。
Sing him number 18.
来祷告。
We'll finally pray.
我们四月底就是我们的联恩布道会。
The end of April brings our spring spiritual convocation.
当神的灵在运行。
When the Spirit of God is moving mightily upon us.
连小孩子都会呼喊何善啊。
Even the children shall cry out, saying, Hosanna.
当神的灵在运行。
When the Spirit of God is moving among us.
大家要欢欢喜喜地来到神的殿来歌颂他、赞美他。
Then everyone shall bring shouts of joy to come to this holy mountain and house of prayer.
所以我们来到圣殿 这是祷告的地方，要为着教会复兴一起来祈祷。
So when we come to this holy tabernacle, we come here to revive the faith of everyone, to praise the name of Jesus.
啊，祷告神的灵在运行。
And to pray that His mighty power and spirit shall move all of us.
我们就看整个圣工一直在动起来。
Then we will continue to see the mighty work of God prospering the church.
我们最后一起来祷告。
And let's all kneel down and pray together.
为教会的圣工来代祷。
And pray for the holy work in our church. Let's pray together.